An FBI whistleblower who criticized a fellow agent working on the Alaska corruption investigation has been identified. The name of Anchorage-based agent Chad Joy was revealed today in federal court in Washington, D.C. His identity came out during a hearing in the case of former Senator Ted Stevens. Last month, Justice Department prosecutors told the court that an FBI agent had filed a complaint about activities that went on during the recent Stevens trial. Stevens was convicted in October of lying on financial forms about gifts. Judge Emmett Sullivan, who presided at the Stevens trial, ordered a heavily redacted version of the agent's complaints to be placed on the public record. But today, Sullivan decided to make far more of them public. The 10-page complaint was written by Agent Joy after the Stevens trial and submitted to the Justice Department. In it, he accuses fellow agent Mary Beth Koeppner of questionable behavior. He claims Koeppner was too close to sources, including former VICO executives Bill Allen and Rick Smith. Both men are at the center of an ongoing corruption investigation into Alaska politics and have pleaded guilty to bribing state legislators. Joy says Koeppner went golfing with Smith, spent time alone with Allen, and gave Allen information about other informants that she shouldn't have. He also alleges that sources also gave Koeppner's husband a job and gave her a drawing of her dog as a gift. He accuses Koeppner of allowing her husband to use a, quote, covert FBI phone for personal use and that she had inappropriate communication with members of the media. And Joy says Koeppner withheld information from the defense team during the Stevens trial. The Justice Department's Office of Public Integrity is looking into the matter. In the meantime, it could make a difference in the trial of Ted Stevens. Agent Joy had not been granted whistleblower status, which would protect his identity. When Judge Sullivan found that out, he agreed that more of Joy's complaint and his name could be revealed to the public. Sullivan was surprised to hear that Joy didn't have whistleblower status, since the judge was going to great lengths to protect his identity. In a ruling today, Sullivan demanded that the Justice Department explain who exactly knew about the complaint filed by Joy and when they found out he did not have whistleblower status. He wants the U.S. Attorney General to sign a declaration explaining what happened.